Today's Shiur Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Ches. We will begin on Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph at the fourth line from the top, Divrei. We had learned in the previous Shiur, we began learning the Halacha of Azakei Mamre, and first the Gemara on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph brought down a long Braisa, which is based on the Pasuk in the Torah, the Pesukim in the Torah, that speak about a Azakei Mamre, in which the Pesukim indicate all the different times, all the different subjects where one can become a Zaka Mamre. Then the Gemara brought a Machlaikus, a three-way Machlaikus, Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, under what circumstances one could be a Zaka Mamre. And Ramei's opinion was that it has to be a subject where Davish is a Dinah Karis, if it's done by Meza, there's a Chiv Karis, if it's done by Shagig, there's a Chiv Chattis. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon have different opinions. We discussed them in the previous year. So now, Rabbi Papa, once the Gemara says that according to a mayor, it's limited to a situation of Dovish's Doine Karas Vishigosai Chattis, Rabbi Papa goes through every case that was mentioned in that Braisa that I mentioned and tries to show how we can have a situation which is Dovish's Doine Karas Vishigosai Chattis to fulfill Rameya's requirement. So the Braisa said Divrei, when the Pasuk uses the words Divrei regarding a Zaka Mamre, the Braisa said it refers to the situation of Erchin, Haram, and Vagdashis. And now the Gemara, as I said, is going to show how in every one of these cases we can have a situation of Dovish Zodonic Karas Vishigos Echatis. What is the case of Erchin? Remember the Torah in Parshas Buch Koisai says that every person, based on their age and the gender, has a preset value. However, a child who's less than a month old has no erech. And we have a machlokes from Plukta Ramei Rabbonin. We have a machlokes from Ramei Rabbonin, the Tanan. Hamar Pachsu Ben Chodesh. If somebody says, I'm going to give the erech of a child, then it's less than a month old. Ramei Oimer Nois and Dama. Ramei says you have to give the value. Even though it doesn't have a erech, Ramei is of the opinion, and there ain't Odom. Mighty Dvaral Vatala. People don't speak for no reason. So if he said he's giving the Erech, and there is no Erech, you have to give the value. The Chum Oimrim, the Chum say loy Amaklum, it's a meaningless statement. So now, Rashi gives two ways of how we have a situation of Dovish as Donik Karas Vishigos Echatis. One situation is if you take that money that's been designated, and you Makadish an issue with that money, will that woman be an Eshes Ish or not? If we say that the money becomes Hegdish, so you can't use Hegdish money, at least B'shagig, Rashi says, to be Makadish and Isha. If, on the other hand, it's not Hegdish money, the woman becomes an Eshes Ish, and somebody who has relations with her will be Chayiv, Zdoyne Karis, V'shagos Echatis. Rashi gives another Nafkamina. Let's say somebody took that money and then was Moyal in that money. Will it be considered Moyal Behegdish? He was Moyal in that money, and then he separated a carbon, a shami ilis, and he ate that carbon when he's tamei. If we say that it's hegdish, so that carbon is hegdish, that you obligated, you were truly moil behegdish, and that if you eat hegdish, we learned earlier, b'tama, yichai b'shagi karis b'shagi chatas. If on the other hand, it never became hegdish, you were never moil behegdish, and the carbon is not a carbon that there should be a problem of eating in tumah. Next case. Hacharomim. What is the case of Charomim? Says the Gemara is referring to the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Seir Rabbonin. That not Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Oimer Stam Charomim. The Torah speaks about a Cherim. There are two types of Cherim. There's Cherim where a person says what he's going to give should be for Bedek Abayis. And there's a Cherim where a person says what he gives should be for the Kohanim. So if the person is explicit in his intention, it's very simple. Why is it going to be a case where the person just said Cherim? Where does it go? To Bedek Abayis or Koyim? So we have a Machloikus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir Oimer Stam Charom Lo Bedek Abayis. The regular case of Cherim goes to Bedek Abayis. Shenemar, Kol Cherim Kodesh Kedoshim Ul Hashem. A Cherim is for the Beis HaMikdash. V'chomayim, that no. Stam Charom Lo Koyim. Regular Cherim is given to the Koyim. Shenemar, Kstei HaCherim L'Koyin Tiyah Huzosai. Ask the Gemara, according to the Chachamim, which certainly seems to imply that it's Hegdish, says the Gemara to teach us that if you had an animal that you designated to be a carbon, whether it's a carbon that's kachi kachim or it's a carbon that's kachi kahanim, that the halacha is that that animal can become Hegdish. So now we could understand the nafkamina. If somebody was magdish jesad chayrim, if it becomes Hegdish, you can't use it to be Makadish Anisha. If it's not Hegdish, if it becomes the Kohanim, you can use it to be Makadish Anisha, and there'll be a question of Yavanashis Ish, Dovish is done a chorus, Vishagos Echatas. Hegdishis, where do we have a situation of Dovish is done a chorus, Vishagos Echatas beHegdish? Says the Gemara, we plucked the Rebbe ben Yaakov and Rabbon. The Tanya, Rebbe ben Yaakov Oimer, we go back to the first Mishnah of our Masechta, where the Mishnah says that if we're coming to assess the value of something, so he says a filu a tzinura shel hegdish, even the small small fork that is hegdish, if you are going to want to evaluate it, tzricha sar bnei adam l'ftos, you need 10 people to evaluate it. The other man dam says you don't. So now, what would be the halacha if you had a hegdish item that you didn't have 10 people evaluate it? So is it still hegdish or not? A contrablas ben Yaakov, it's still hegdish. And if you mekadosh an isha with it, that kedushin is not a kedushin. According to Rabbanon, it is no longer hegdish. You don't need the 10 people. And if you mekadosh an isha, that isha would be an eishes ish. Revois. The pasuk regarding the zaken memory said the word revois. And as the Bryce said in the previous year, it refers to the situation of Ashkar Saita, Arivas Hagol of Ataras Mitzayra. As we explained, because all of these situations involve a quarrel. A saita is a quarrel between husband and wife. A rifas hagola is an egla rufa. Also, a person was murdered. Taras mitzayra, a person becomes a mitzayra because he's quarrelsome. So again, the Gemara is going to try to identify how we could have dova, shizadoin ekoris, v'shigos echatis in each one of these subjects. Says the Gemara, shos kos saita refers to the machlaikas of Elazar Bishua, the Tanan. The halacha is a mekanel ishtay. When somebody begins the saita process, the saita procedure with his wife, the first thing he has to do is be mekana her, warn her that she's not allowed to be secluded with a specific man. And everybody is in agreement, as we'll see, that you need two edim. Why do you need two edim? One pshat is that kinui, like everything in halacha, requires two edim. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest, as we know, why is a woman a saita? We only have circumstantial evidence because we have a concept of reglayim ledover. Reglayim ledover, you could only create reglayim ledover with two edim. A third shot is that we want the woman to take her husband's kinui seriously. How will she take her husband's kinui seriously if it's done in front of two edim? So mekana l'edim lishtay. Somebody is mekana his wife. Rav Elazar mekana pishnayim. The kinu is done in front of two edim. Umashka api erechor api atzmai. The stira, which is the next step, where he says that she did seclude herself with the man she wasn't supposed to, an erechor, or even the husband himself, is enough. Rav Shua disagrees. Mekana pishnayim, umashka pishnayim. Just like the kinu needs two people, so does the stira. So as the Rishonim explained the Gemara, how this becomes a davish zedayin ikaris v'shigas echatis. We learned the Masechet Ksubas many times that a woman has the right to sell a ksuba. So, and then if she will be entitled to collect it, the buyer will get the value of the ksuba. So let's say you have a woman who became a saita, but she chooses not to drink the mei saita. So she has to get divorced, but she's not entitled to a ksuba. Let's say we'll have a situation where a woman had kinui with two edim, but stira only with one aid, or the husband himself. And this woman refuses to drink. Will she be a woman entitled to a ksuba or not? And what happened here was that the person who bought the ksuba from this woman now grabs the money from the husband. So if the woman is entitled to the ksuba, that money is his. And if he's mekadosh an isha with that money, that woman's an eishes ish. If, on the other hand, she wasn't entitled to that money, because kinui and stira api erechor api atzma is enough, So she forfeited her ksuba when she refused to drink the hamamarim. So her buyer is not entitled to the ksuba money. And it's stolen money. And if it's makadish nishu with that money, it's a meaningless kedushin. Next case. Arifas Agola. What's the case of Arifas Agola? Says, remember, pluk the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva. It goes back to the machlokes of Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva. We know that the Torah teaches us that if a corpse is found between two cities, we don't know who is the person that killed that individual. So we have to measure which city is the closest city, and that city has to bring an egla rufa. So the question comes up, from which spot on the body do we have to measure? We measure from the navel. From the nose. Actually, as Ramesh explains, this is the question, how is death defined? Brain death or heart death? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, has a whole different approach. We look at the spot where he was stabbed. So now, let's say they measured from a wrong, now where you measured from can have an effect which city is the closest city. So now let's say a city that wasn't the closest city, according to one man Omer, brought the Agla Rufa. So that if it's an Egla Rufa, it's Asa Bahano, it's Hegdish, and you can't be Makadish an issue with it. If it isn't Egla Rufa, then you are allowed to be Makadish an issue with it. And again, our question is, she an Eshish or not? What is the case of Taras Mitzayra? Says the Gemara Plukta Rav Shimon Rabon. Tatnan. We know, as part of the purification process of a Mitzayra, they used to spritz blood and oil on his right thumb, on his right toe, and his right ear. Discusses the Mishnah. Let's say the Mitzayra is missing the right thumb, or the right toe, or the right ear. So everybody agrees, say the Rishonim, that if he was missing these things prior to him becoming Mitzayra, there's no problem. You spritz on what was there. The Mishnah is discussing, say the Rishonim, a situation where after he became Mitzayra, he lost one of these limbs. So the Tanakhama's opinion is, Ein Lo Tara Lamas. This person will remain a Mitzayra forever. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. Noisin Amakam V'yotze. The thumb or toe, whatever is missing, put it on that spot. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if you can't put it on the right, Noisin Asmoyle, put it on the left. V'yotze, and it's good enough. So now the question is, according to the Tanakhama, this person is going to remain a Mitzayra forever. A Mitzayra is somebody who's tummy. Somebody who's tummy who enters the base of Mikdash is Davish has done a karas with Shigosai Chatas. Whereas according to the other opinions, he had a proper Tahara, he's no longer Mitzayra, and he enters the base of Mikdash, no problem. Bisharecha, the next word in the Pasik by the Zakam Mamri was Bisharecha, which we said refers to Leket Shechem Peya. What is the machloikis regarding these issues that are Davish has done a karas with Shigosai Chatas? That's not, the Mishnah says, Shnei Shabalim Leket. Leket means that when the people are collecting, if they drop, what they drop goes to the aniyim. Says the Mishnah, if they drop two bundles, it's leket. Shloshah, but if they drop three bundles, ain't a leket. It's already not leket. Shicha. Shicha means that let's say you forgot bundles in the field. Again, we have the opinion of Beis Hillel, as we'll see. The Shnei Amarim, if they forgot two bundles in the field, it's shicha. Shloisha, if you forgot already three, that's Enin Shechem. That is the opinion of Beis Hillel. However, Kulon, in both of these situations, Beis Shammai say no. Sholosh L'Oni, three bundles are the Onis. For Abel Baal Bais, only if you forgot four, will no longer be Lechur Shechem. So now let's think about the following situation. He dropped three bundles, or he forgot three bundles. And now the Oni picked up that. According to Beis Hillel, the Oni has no right to pick up those bundles. And if the Oni did take those bundles and was Mekadosh and Isha with those bundles, the Kedushin would be a meaningless Kedushin. Whereas according to Beis Shammai, those bundles do belong to the Oni, and therefore the Kedushin made with those bundles will be a valid Kedushin. We'll have a situation of Eishes Ish. Where do we find the case of Peah? It says the Gemara, a pluk the Rav Shmuel Rabbanan. It speaks to the machlokes of Shuvah Rabbanon. That's where we'll have case by Peya of Dovah Shigosei Chatas, Dovah Nikaris Vishigosei Chatas. The Tanah. Mitzvah Peya. What is the right way of doing Peya? Lafish Minakama. When you have standing grain in the field, you have to leave over a corner for the poor people. Loyafish Minakama. If you didn't leave it over when it was standing, Yafish Min Oimrim. Leave over bundles. Loyafish Min Oimrim. If you didn't leave over bundles, Yafish Minakriyat Shalom Mircha. Until you finish the processing, we always know the last part of the processing is smoothing out the top of the bundle. Mirchai, if it's already past that point, Maiser v'noisen loy. So you have to take off Maiser first, because once it already came to such a further processing point, you mechuyev to take off Maiser, but then you have to take off Peya. V'shem rishmol oimer, af mavish mina isa. Even from dough. The Tanakam says once it's dough, you don't have to give off Peya. So now here too, well, the question will be, let's say the Oni takes Peya from dough. According to Bishmol, it belongs to him. And if he uses it to be Mkadesh and Isha, the woman will be an Eshes Ish. According to Tanakama, that dough, that Peya, he's no longer entitled to Peya if it came to such a further point. And therefore, if he takes it, it's not his. And he's Mkadesh and Isha, she wouldn't be an Eshes Ish. So now we've finished, after almost a blot and a half, of identifying how in every subject where the Torah speaks how somebody can become a Zaka Mamre, there could be a situation of Dover Shazadine Kares Vishigosi Chatas. So we learned in the Mishnah, there were three Batei Dinim, there were three Bezdins in the Badahar Bayis. Amrav Kahana. So says Rav Kahana, Hu Oimrim Pia Shmuel. If the Zaka Mamre says that my Psak is based on what I heard, I have a Mesoira. And Bezdin says, our psak is based on a Mesoira. The loch is, then he is not considered a Zokim Mamre to be killed. Ein anerik. Hu aimer, kachu be'enai. If he says, I think this is the way the halacha should be. Ve'hein aimer, kachu be'enainu. And there also, neither of them has a Mesoira. Again, ein anerik. It won't be a case that he'll be killed. V'kolshke, certainly says Rav Kahana, hu aimer pi ha-shmua. If he says what he said based on a Mesoira, V'hein Oimrim Kachu Beineinu, he has a Mesoira, they're just saying it based on their opinion, Einu Narek, he's certainly not a Zaki Mamre. For according to Rav Kahana, he's not a Zaki Mamre, Atchiyam Kachu Beinai, this is what I think should be done, V'hein Oimrim Pia Shmua, and only then will he be a Zaki Mamre. Where they have a Mesoira, and it's his own opinion. Teda, what's the Raya, says Rav Kahana, that this is the right way to understand? Because the Mishnah Masechta Idyos says that a Kavi B'Mahalal disagree with the Sanhedrin of four subjects, four issues. And a Kavi B'Mahalal, as he's about to pass away, tells his son, I had a Mesoira from my Rebbe's that I'm correct. And therefore, I had a right to argue with the Sanhedrin. You don't have that Mesoira, you only heard it from me, so you shouldn't argue. Ask the Gemara, if the halacha is that even if the Zokim Mamre has a Mesoira, he has no right to argue with the Sanhedrin, so Harei Lo Yehorgu Ben Kavi Ben Mahalal. Why didn't they kill Kavi Ben Mahalal? It must be, says Rav Kahana, because since Kavi Ben Mahalal was saying his psak based on a Mesoira, whenever he says it based on a Mesoira, there is no Zokim Mamre. That's how it's proof. Rav Elazar, on the other hand, disagrees with Rav Kahana. Afilu oimer pi ha-shmua, even if the Zaka Mamre says that he has a Mesoira, v'heim oimer kachu v'neinu, and they say, this is our opinion, without a Mesoira, still nerag. We killed the Zaka Mamre. Why? Kadesh lo yirba machloikis b'Yisrael. The Zaka Mamre is a terrible cancer. It's a cancer of machloikis. And that is something that Klai Yisrael cannot live with, and therefore we have to kill him even in that situation. So ask the Gemara, if so, even if a Kavi Mamahala had a Mesoira, how could they allow him to, why didn't they kill him, if Mesoira doesn't make a difference? Answers the Gemara, because even though he had such a Mesoira, and he said that this isn't Mesoira, still, he never publicly said that people should do what he says. He said, this is what I have in Mesoira. And you only, as we learned, and we'll learn, one only becomes a Zakim Mamre if he says that this is what people should do. Says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that if the Zakim Mamre said, this is a question of Rav Kahana, Kach Durash Tivikain Darshu Chaveirai, Kach Lamad Tivikain Lamdu Chaveirai, My Lav Duhu Amir Mipnei Shmuel, isn't referring to a situation that he says he has a Messiah. Why? So I saw two Pshatim in the Rishonim. One Pshat is, because Kach Darash is what I think, the Kach Darash Chaveri, this is what I have in Messiah. That's one Pshat. Daruch Lener says another Pshat. Why do we allow the Zakim Mamre to say his opinion before the opinion of Bezdin? It must be because he's coming with a Messiah, and they don't. And yet the Mishnah says that it becomes a Zakim Mamre, a questioner of Kahana. My Lav, isn't the Mishnah referring to a situation, the Huam and Piyashmu, where he says he has a Messiah, the Hamer Omer Kachoy Beinenu, and yet the Mishnah says, contradistinction to what Rav Kahana said, that he becomes a Spencer Meira, Loi, says the Mishnah, that says the Gemara, that is not the case of the Mishnah. Rather, the case of the Mishnah is, Kachu Beinai, he's only saying that this is my opinion, the Hamer Omer Piyashmu, and then, and only then, says Rav Kahana, he becomes a Spencer Meira. Toshma. There were three things I learned from Zeira, who was from the Anshei Yerushalayim. Baal Shemachal Knuyav, Knuyav Machal. We learned before about a Saita, that the husband, says the Gemara, has a right to be Machal on his Kinoi. Machlokes Rishonim, up to what point? Many Rishonim say that it's up to the point of Stira. But after Stira, he has no right to be Machal. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that even after Stira, he has a right to be Meichel, as long as the Megillah that the Parash of Saita was written on and wasn't erased, once it's erased, he can't be Meichel. Up to that point, Tosfos says, he has a right to be Meichel. Ben Sari Meir, we spoke about the Ben Sari Meir, whose parents bring him to Bezdin. Shirotsu over the Imoi Limchaloi, that his parents want to forgive him, Meichel Moi. They have a right to forgive him. So I saw two beautiful explanations. One explanation, Mepharshim say, is that if we see that the parents, even though they came all the way here, and there's a machlokes Rishonim here too, to what point they could be Meichel. Some say they could only be Meichel until they brought him to Bezdin. Some say they could only be Meichel until Bezdin gives a psak. And yet there are some Rishonim to say that he could be Meichel even after Bezdin gave the psak that he's chayiv misa. The parents have a right to be Meichel. But clearly, we're referring to a situation where they came pretty far down the road. And now the parents, after going through all of this, we learned Perek Ben Sari Meir, it's quite complicated, the entire procedure. Now the parents are ready to retract. Why? There must be something showing them, their heart is pulling them and showing them that there is still hope for this child. And in fact, the Farshim say, this is Pshat in the Pasuk, that we daven to Hashem, Asei Imanu Ois L'Toiva. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, show us a glimmer of hope. That our enemies should see Kata Zartanov and the Chamtanu, the Klayusrol, even in this bitter Golus, there's a glimmer of hope Hashem hasn't given up on us. Says the Shem Shmuel, why Taka? So he says a beautiful word. He says the difference between the Goyim and us is that the Goyim, the Medrash says in the Parashat Bamidbar, don't have this Yichus Ovis of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Klayusrol has a Yichus. And the fact that we have a Yichus, says the Shem Shmuel, is the power and gives us the ability to go back, to do tshuva. We look at our forebearers, we look at our avos, and then even a person who is very, very far could come back. If his parents see, says the Shem Shmuel, that maybe we shouldn't make him into Ben Tzara Meir, there's hope. So he's looking back to his parents. He's looking back to the previous generations. Anybody who looks back to the previous generations has a hope for tshuva. Zakim Mamre, he says, Shirotsu Bezdin Limchaloi, Meichelnoi. Zakim Mamre has a right, also, the Bezdin has a right to be Meichel. However, he says, Shabasa Etzel Chaveri Shabadarim, when I came to my colleagues, Ashnaim Hoideli, regarding the husband with Kinui, regarding the other individual, regarding the Ben Tzara Meir, they agreed, Azakim Mamre Loi Hoideli. Regarding the Zakim Mamre, they were not Meidah. Why? Kadesh Lo Yibu Machloikis B'Yisrael. That we shouldn't have a machloikus of Yisrael. So we see, if the point is, Kadesh la yirbu machloikus of Yisrael, so it makes no difference what he has. He has a Messiah, or he doesn't have a Messiah. We're trying to avoid machloikus, and therefore, says the Gemara Tiyufta, Rav Kahana's opinion is refuted. A few interesting points. Why, says the Meshech Chachma, we're always so kind, we're always ready to be Meichel. Why are we not ready to be Meichel by the Zaka Mamre? Says the Meshech Chachma, Machloikis is a cancer. Machloikis is a cancer. And we can't let that cancer grow in Klal Yisrael, and that's why we're not Meichel, the Zaka Mamre. And in fact, I saw a beautiful pshat. There's a question. We never find Moshe Rabbeinu was a very soft person. He was a big anav. And then by Parashas Kairach, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu is very strong, very tough, and he's not ready to be Meichel Kairach. Why? Because Kairach was a Zaka Mamre. And that cancer he wanted to make sure of this unity of Machloikis should not come into Klal Yisrael. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the Marie Vail, that the Marie Vail says that if somebody embarrasses a Talmud Chacham, he's mevaza Talmud Chacham. Normally, if somebody's mevaza Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Chacham is supposed to again be soft and perhaps forgive. Says the Marie Vail, based on our Gemara, Talmud Chacham has to be concerned about the Kavod HaTorah and what Machloikis brings. And so too, I saw other Paiskim that suggest that if the community sees somebody does somebody something inappropriate, so again, maybe we should be nice to be Meichel. We have to think if that's the right thing to do, what long-term effects will be if we're not strong. And in fact, I saw a very interesting shaila. Is the issue of Zaka Mamre applicable nowadays? In other words, if the community made a rule and Zaka Mamre is not willing to follow the rules, is there a concept of Zaka Mamre nowadays? The Maritz Chai says, of course not. All the halachas that we're discussing don't apply nowadays. So I saw a tshuva from Ramosha. Ramosha says, he quotes an interesting Yerushalmi. He says, yes, it does. He says, we know that the Gemara says that originally they made a gzeira, like many of the other gzeiras, that the oil of Akum is asur. The oil of Goyim is asur. But it became Rebbe, so Rebbe Bez Dinoi, Hitiru, they saw as a gzeira, Shein Rovet Tziba Yechayim Lamed Boy. So Yerushalmi quotes, the Rav and Shmuel were debating if somebody doesn't want to follow what Rebbe said. So Shmuel said to Rav, if you don't follow what Bezdin said, you're Zaka Mamre. Says Rav Moshe, Rav and Shmuel were long after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yet Shmuel was ready to call Rav a Zaka Mamre. So we see this cancer of a Zaka Mamre we have to be so concerned about, even though the Beis HaMikdash no longer stands, we have to be thinking about it. Says the Gemara Tanya, originally, there weren't that many machlokes at Klal Yisrael. Ella, Bezdin Shoshim Ve'echad, Yosha B'Lishkas HaGozes. We had the Sanhedrin sitting in the Lishkas HaGozes. V'shnei Batan Dinim, Shel Esrim V'Shloisha. And then there were the two other Batan Dinim. Echad Yosha V'Pesach Parabais. We learned it from the Mishnah. V'echad Yosha V'Pesach HaZorah. V'shab Batan Dinim, Shel Esrim V'Shloisha. And then the other Batan Dinim of members, 23 members, Yoshvim b'chol ayoros Yisrael, sat throughout Klal Yisrael. Hutzrich hadavah l'shoyloi. If somebody had a question, shoylim b'bezdin shvi'irin. You go to your local bezdin. Im shamu, if they accept it, amalahen. Fine. Mimlaf, if they weren't prepared to accept him, b'ayim l'zeh shesomach l'irin. They come to the bezdin, they ask a local bezdin, perhaps they can answer. Im shamu, if a neighboring bezdin has an answer to the question, wonderful. Amrlehem. Mlaf, and if they still don't have an answer, Boyan Lazesh shall Pesach Barabais, they come to the Bezdin and the Harabais. Im Shamu, if they have an answer, Amrlehem, they answer. Mlaf, if they don't have an answer, Boyan Lazesh shall Pesach Hazoro, they come to the one of the Pesach Hazoro. Vaimer, and they tell the Bezdin that's sitting in the Lishkas Hagosis. Kach the Rashti, the Kach Dorsh Chaveirai. Kach Lamarati, the Zaka Mamre presents his position. Im Shamru. Amru Lahem. Vimlav. Elu Ve'elim Boyan Lishit Zagazis. They come to Lishit Zagazis. Shisham Yoishvim. That's where the Sanhedrin sat. V'tamit Shal Shacha. Tamit Shal Ben Abayis. V'shabasis Ob Yom Toivim. Yoishvim Bechil. They didn't sit in the Lishit Zagazis. Why? Number Pshatim. One Pshat the Rishonim suggest is that there was a large crowd coming to the Beis HaMikdash in Shabbos. They wanted to see Shabbos and Yontif. They wanted to see the Sanhedrin. And there just wasn't enough room in the Lishkas HaGozes for everybody to come in. Another pshat that I saw is that the halacha is that we're not allowed to have a din Torah on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara says, Masech Tabeya. Shem Yichtov. He may come to record the arguments and the decision. So they purposely didn't sit in the same place on Shabbos and Yom Tov where they sat all week to prevent them from making the mistake of writing. Nisha Shalom Bifneim. So the question is asked of them. Im Shamru Amalahem. If they have an answer, fine. Mimlaf Amdulaminyan. They come to vote. Rebu Matamim. When you have more people that are Matama, it's Tamim. Rabbi Matamim, we follow the Rav. Mishrabu Talmidim Shamri Vehillel. However, when there was more Talmidim Shamri Vehillel, Shloi Shimchu Kutzarchan, they never learned by the Rebbe enough. And here the Mepharshim say that from here we see the need for everybody to have a Rebbe who teaches him, because like that he makes sure to learn right pshat. Rabbi Machloikz Yisrael, that created a situation of Machloikz and Klal Yisrael, the Nasu Turkish Day Torahs. That's when we started having all of the disputes. Misham, Kaisim, Misholchim, Bikol, Mekoimus. And from then, we sent out their psak to everyone. Interesting that the Meiri says that one doesn't become a Zaka Mamre unless he goes against both Batei Dinim and the Sanhedrin. But if he has either Bezdin or the Sanhedrin backing him up, he's not a Zaka Mamre. That doesn't mean that they all have to disagree with him. But if one of them agrees with him, it's ready enough not to be Zaka Mamre. And then he says a very bechidish, I don't know where he takes it from, that even though our Gemara just said that the Sanhedrin, and we learned this earlier in our Masechta, goes according to majority rules, he says that to make somebody a Zaka Mamre, it has to be a situation where all the 70, 71 members of the Sanhedrin follow one opinion, and the Zaka Mamre disagrees with them. But if you have a situation that that you have even some members of the Sanhedrin agreeing with the Zaka Mamre, to take the Zaka Mamre and kill him, give him chenek, we wouldn't. Says the Gemara, they sent a letter to all places, whoever is a Talmud Chacham, and he's a modest person. For the Mepharshim explain, the real mark of a Talmud Chacham, the most important characteristic that a person has to have to be a Talmud Chacham is that he has to be an Anav. Why? Because a modest person is prepared to listen to everybody. And he's prepared to learn from everybody. To really be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be ready to learn from anybody. But Das Abrius Noichemenu, and everybody likes him. He gets along with people. Yedayim Be'iroi. If he is such a person, Misham Malon Yisrael Harabayis, they take him to the Bezin the Harabayis. Misham Lazara, Misham Lishkas Hagazis. They take him up the ladder in being a member of the Sanhedrin. So I saw a tremendous vart from Yitzchak Zilberstein, relevant la'aloch l'maisa. He says there was a community that had a rav. The community had a rav, and the rav passed away. And in that community, that rabbi had an assistant rabbi who was a fine person, but there were candidates who were better than that assistant rabbi to fill the position. So the question is, who should get the position of the rabbonis? Says Rav Zilberstein, based on this Gemara, that here we learned earlier in our Masechta, that in front of every Bezdin, they had three rows of Talmidim. And typically, the Gemara said at the beginning of our Masechta, that if there was a position became vacant, they took from the Talmidim, everybody moved up. Our Gemara says that a person who we hear living in a community is a great person, jumps ahead. Why? We have to take the best candidate. And then he says a very big chiddush. I'm just repeating what I saw. He quotes his father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv Shlita, who was asked the following question. There was a community that had a rav. And then the rav was getting older, and they hired an assistant with the understanding that when the rav would retire or pass away, the assistant would take over the position. And indeed, the rav retired or passed away. And then they discovered they could get a better person than the assistant. They should take the better person. Why? Because our Gemara teaches us that for leadership position in Klal Yisrael, we have to look for the best. Shoch Matam. So they asked, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who's the person that's going to get Olam Haba? So Mepharshim asked, we're going to learn, we're going to start 2 days, the next parak that says, Klal Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has Olam Haba. So what's our Gemara saying? Who has Olam Haba? So Ben Yoyod says, Moir de Gipshat. Ezra Ben Olam Haba, who has Olam Haba in this world? We could have people that have Olam Haba in this world. That's one Pshat. Chavetz Chaim says a Pshat. Yes, everybody has a share in Olam Haba. But he says, you know how it is when you have a field, when you have a property. If you invest in working on the field, it will grow. If you don't invest, it won't. Who's the person that's creating an Olam Haba that he should have a good Olam Haba? Another pshat is that everybody has a share in Olam Haba, but not everybody has an equal share. Who's the person that gets a big share? Anderson, somebody who's modest. Shafal Berech, he walks bent down. Shafal Eil, Shafak Nafik, the Gars Beraisa Tatira. He's always learning. He thinks he's never finished learning. Normally a person has all these characteristics, we think he's the greatest. This person doesn't think he's the greatest. Yavar bar Rabbanan, Ravul bar Abba, that he is such an individual. Says the Gemara, Chazal Ir of Hashana, if he comes home, Tan Rabbanan, Ein Chayiv, Ad Shiyasuke Rasa, he's not Chayiv until he follows his own Psak, Oish Yara Lacherim, Vyasuke Rasa. He tells other people to follow his Psak. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Yerlachem V'yasa Kerosoi, we can understand. Mikara Labak Talahu Vashtabak Talahu Elish Yasa Kerosoi, if it's talking about a case of Yasa Kerosoi, ask the Gemara Mikara Nami Bak Talahu Vashtabak Talahu, says the Gemara. Ella Hechad Erbechayv Misa Bezdin, talking about it, we said a psak regarding Misa Bezdin. Ask the Gemara Mikara Nami Bak Talahu, what changed? Answers the Gemara. Kara, originally by Hasra, before he did it, he required Hasra. A person is not going to get an Einish Mises Bezdin without Hasra. But once the person becomes a Zaka Mamre, like by Hasra. Ask the Gemara, but what about if what he was saying was regarding Avodah Zarah, which we know that Gemara said many times, the Mises, that when somebody tries to influence the people to do Avodah Zarah, the like by Hasra Ma'ikla Meima. Answers the Gemara, Mikara, originally, Iomatama, if he gave an excuse for what he did, Mekablin Minei. Hashta, but now that he's a Zaka Mamre, even if he tries to excuse himself, we don't accept it, because why did you go against Bezin? Iomatama, la Mekablin Minei. Says the Mishnah, Chayim B'divrei Seifrim B'divrei Torah. In a way, we find that we're more machmir by the Rabbonans than by the Raisa. Says Rabbosha, why are the Rabbonans called Divrei Seifrim? Masha says a beautiful word. He says, the Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, why are the Rabbanan called Seifrim? He says, the Rabbanan are called Seifrim because they counted every word and every letter in the Torah. Only somebody who has such a chshivas, who has such an appreciation of the Torah, that every word and every letter is so dear to him, he's worthy of being a Rabbanan. Anyone else than that? Chayim v'divrei Seifrim v'divrei Torah. Because, chayim ain't tefillin k'day lava divrei Torah. If somebody says there is no parasha of tefillin in the Torah, potter, he will not be considered Zaka Mamre. But we know there's supposed to be four batim in the tefillin shel Rosh. Machlokes, the Gemara says, how we know it. Either because the Torah says the word teitofis three times, and one time it's mole, so 3 + 1 = 4, or the Kiva says tat is two passes, 2 + 2 = 4. So if somebody comes and says that there are 5 batim in the tefillin, lohoisva divrei seifrim, where the Chazal taught us, as I just said, that there should only be 4, and he says 5, he's chayif. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Ein chayif el dover she'ikra midivrei Torah. The only time somebody can become a Zaka Mamre is if he says regarding a subject whose basic rule is found in the Torah, the virushai midivrei seifrim, and the explanation of that rule was given to us by the Rabbanan. And he adds to what Chazal said we should do. And by doing that, he has deviated and detracted from the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, the only case we would have a coin of Yehuda where somebody could become a Zaka Mamre is by tefillin. Ask the Gemara, why? What about the case of lulav? The halacha that you have to take dalam minas medaraisa. Upirishai, B'divrei Seifrim, Chazal are the ones that told us what the Dalaminim are. V'yeshbai L'haysif, and you could take a fifth min. V'imhaysif, and if somebody took a fifth min, Gareya. says, well, let's think about it. The lulav ma'is firulon. Is firulon, if he's of the opinion, the lulav ain't tzarech eged, the Gemara Masechta the Sukkot discusses, do we have to tie the three minin together? Everybody agrees you don't have to put the ezru together. So what's the difference? How many you take in your hand? Every min stands for itself. As soon as you put them together, before you pick them up, you already didn't do the mitzvah properly. Ask the Gemara. I'll give you another example, perhaps. Vekitzitzis. Dikr medivri taira, purush medivri saifrim, yesh bela haisif, mahoisav gureya. Says the Gemara again. Mais filan. But you put in too many streams. Ask the Gemara again. What is the case? Is filan the kesha elyon. Machlok's what kesha elyon is. Some say it's the knot next to the beged. Some say it's the knot after all the loops. The kesha elyon la deraisa. So you don't have to have those knots. So hay l'chudekoy v'hay l'chudekoy. Every string stands for itself. Vik sirilon. If you're going to hold the kesha elyon deraisa, so as soon as you put it in that way, you did the mitzvah improperly. Gruva amenhu. Ask the Gemara. Yehachi tefillin nami. So why don't you make the same argument regarding tefillin? I avet arba bati. If you made four batim, vaisachrina, vanach gabayu, and then you add a fifth one, hay l'chudekoy v'hay l'chudekoy. Each bayah stands for itself. If you made five up front, so from when you started it, bati guru of oimhu, the tefillin was made improperly. And so the Gemara, Hamar of Zera, bayis chitzin shein royas av apostle. There's a specific order how the four batim have to look. And there's certain parshas that have to be in the most outermost batim. If you went to put on another bayis after you wearing the tefillin, you undid that requirement. And that's called moisif by adding a bias, gereya, and taking away from the tefillin shaluk. Why? So first of all, beautiful pshat pidrush. The tefillin have to affect us not only when we wear the tefillin, even when we go out to the avir, when we go out to the world, the lesson and what tefillin inculcate us with have to remain with us all day.